And now, here are the headlines.
Oh, man. A major sports championship's going to be decided this weekend, Wood. You excited?
I swear to God, if this is about Canadian football.
No, that's next week. Grey Cup is next week.
The show is over.
No, the Grey Cup is next week. We will talk about that next week.
What made-up sport do you want to talk about today?
Hey.
Well, we're going to go back to the St. Cloud Toyota Studios. BK, who's a contributor on the show, he's a button pusher.
Thank you.
He calls himself a producer on his resume.
Thank you.
He wants to talk about The Chase.
Yeah.
What? Is this like that ice tea movie where they chased humans?
Oh, my goodness.
BK, 3 minutes. Bring it.
Okay, boys. Now, I already know what Wood is going to say. This isn't a sport. It's just guys driving around in circles. No, NASCAR,
oh, my God.
Baby.
NASCAR?
Yes,
you
sir.
You know what NASCAR stands for, right? Non-athletic sport centered around rednecks.
It's National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing. Get it right.
Boom! I can't respect any driver doesn't signal the left turns.
I dropped some knowledge on you. All right.
Actually, I thought the C stood for cousin lover, but continue.
Ooh, ouch. Okay. So you don't think this is a sport at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's entertaining.
It's too dependent on the equipment.
Okay.
That's why I don't think it's a sport, is because it's all dependent on the driver's equipment. If the car breaks down, it doesn't matter if you're the best driver.
So, but if they're four teammates all using the same equipment, how come one guy is better than the other three? If it's all about equipment. It's all about the driver. And, Wood, you'll appreciate this. I think NASCAR drivers are better athletes than offensive linemen in the NFL.
God,
wait for his head
fired.
To explode.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Okay, here's some
knowledge.
What
about Jimmy Spencer? That guy was fatter than anybody. They had to take the roof off the car to get him into the
car. Hang on a second. I got to Google Jimmy Spencer real quick.
Yeah, Google Jimmy Spencer. I'm impressed you knew that one. No.
Thank you very much.
These guys are going 400 miles at 200 miles an hour, getting up to 5 G's pulled on them at all times. They lose up to 5 pounds during one race. They get up to 140 degrees inside the car. And, would you know, because you've been in a fender bender, they run into a concrete wall going 200 miles an hour and still race the next week. A guy gets turf toe and he's out for 6 weeks. Are you kidding me? Yeah,
I went from Minneapolis to Houston in 25 hours driving once, so I don't want to hear about their endurance.
Oh, please.
I want to see them drive from Minneapolis to Houston in 25 hours. I stopped in Oklahoma, rest up for a couple hours, took a nap. That was it. Otherwise, driving the whole time.
Okay. NASCAR is the second biggest
sport. So I'm a better athlete than offensive lineman?
No, you're not. No, because are you dealing with 5 G's on you during that entire drive?
No, I'm dealing with crazy people right next to me.
Wait a second. How are we going off the second biggest sport in America? That's crap.
By money.
Money-wise and television viewership and viewership per event.
Wait a second. If we're just going to go off that, then Dancing with the Stars would be the second biggest sport in America.
No.
That's how much NASCAR should be considered.
NASCAR gets 97 to 100,000 people per race. And if it's not a sport, you want to explain that to me?
It's not that hard when it's only once a week and none of those guys have a job and they can all show up in their tractor.
Once a week.
Okay, so why should we watch this week?
This week is the final race of the season. It comes down to two men, Brad Keselowski and Jimmy Johnson. If Brad Keselowski finishes 15th or higher, the championship is his. Jimmy Johnson has won 5 of the last 6 championships. Let me tell you how hard that is. Okay. The most anyone has ever won is 7, and that was over a 20-year span.
He's won five in the last six years. I do have a NASCAR question for you. Brad Keselowski got fined earlier for, I guess he's not allowed to tweet during the race.
Yes.
Which I don't understand. If you're stopped.
You can't text while driving.
Well, no, wait a second. He was doing it during red flags. So my thing is, you want your athletes to be interactive with people.
Right.
So, you know, and we talk about it every week right here on the Bench Wars on AM 1450 FM 103.3 KNSI. You know, we want to be interactive with athletes. That's what makes Twitter so great. So why is NASCAR punishing one of their guys who's doing just that?
Because it's an onboard computer, technically. I don't get that at all. I think he should be able to tweet. I think it'd be awesome if he took a picture while driving across the start-finish line winning a championship and tweeted it. I think that would be added a whole new element to NASCAR racing.
And then you drop it out his window and it's start a caution.
Yeah, that
better
could.
Get off the track, man.
Get off the track.
Get your cell phone out there.
And now, did you guys happen to see the headline last week about the giant fight that happened inside pit road?
That was a slap fight.
It's better than any Major League Baseball brawl where they get.
I was waiting for Captain Chaos from the Cannonball Run to show up. Dun dun dun.
No, it was entertaining. It was more entertaining than the two crappy NFL late games they had last week. And I have no shame in saying that. I've been saying that all week. that was better entertainment value than the NFL late games.
I would just like to finish this segment by saying that the Benchwarmers is now looking for a brand new producer.
Uh-huh, bring it.
He only puts that on his resume, though, producer.